KVX is this, mobile. Good morning, and then why are you? How are you doing this morning? Trying to wake up. How you doing? Oh, pretty good. Just, did it rain a lot last night? Yeah, I think so, and more's on its way. They were talking about heavy downpours overnight. Yeah, I think it did, and there's more coming this morning. That's what I thought. I got the old paint done on the garage, and as you know, I had the bottom half done because of the flowers and her bushes, but tomorrow it looks like it's not going to rain, so I think I'll get the top half done tomorrow. Well, there you go. I only have three more sites to go for this whole summer, and I'm kind of doubting if I'll get the whole thing done this summer. The way it's raining all the time, I'm like, geez, I'd be lucky to get two to three sites done.
Yeah, who knows? You might be surprised.
Yeah, if I could get some time, I could scrape and paint real quick. About an hour to an hour and a half to just to do the overhang.
Yeah, but there's what, 3 or 4 months left, so hey, you never know.
If it rains all the time, that won't happen.
Yeah, hopefully it won't.
Halfway through June already, and summer's about halfway over with, and guess what? I got three sites to do.
Right.
Was you at Dairy Creek yesterday?
What else you been up to?
Oh, not much. So was you at Potato Creek yesterday?
Yep. Yeah, I went to the Strawberry Festival.
Okay. I cut my sister's grass yesterday. I usually do half and half, but it's like it's going to rain the next few days. I better just do the whole thing. Hard on me to do the whole thing, you know, because I got around the house and then the outside of the fence, and then I usually do the next day the inside of the extra lot. But to do it all takes about 3 hours.
All righty.
So, yeah, that's hard. I mean, my hands cramp up. My legs were cramping up toward the end. It's like, wow.
MI3 Network.
No, I just want to get it done.
No, that's probably why your body's cramping up, because you need the liquid.
Well, halfway through, we went to Pine Dunes, and so I had about a 45-minute break, and then I went back and I finished it up then.
Right, yeah. You just need, like, liquids, like water and that. But at least you don't have to do it now, since you got it all done.
It used to be to do the whole thing was nothing, but now that I'm older, it's harder.
Right.
I started doing half and half. It takes an hour and a half each.
True.
Looks good whenever it's freshly cut, though. Did the trimming the week before, so it looks even better.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Hey, you got any plans for today?
Say that again.
Do you have any plans for today?
No,
not much. Can't tape because of the weather. But we're going to church in an hour earlier tonight because they're having a special service, and then they're having a nice dinner afterwards.
Oh, cool.
So instead of starting at 5, it's estimated at 6 will start at 5.
All righty.
Tax check.
You what?
Got my federal tax check.
Well, that's good.
Finally.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll do the electronic deposit next year.
Start doing that. And there's a place on the form to put in your account number. I didn't know that. Cliff showed me that. Sit there and read the whole thing. I just sign it and mail it in.
Yeah, but your tax preparer should ask you if you want to electronically deposit it or if you want it by, snail mail.
You asked me, and I said, I'll just take a check.
Yeah, alrighty, but yeah, it's going to be better just to do it, electronic deposit, and there you go, you don't have to worry about it.
True, but the state, though, does it too, I guess.
Yeah, both of them do electronic deposit.
This gas station here on the corner, Kern and the freeway here, it's smashing 384.
Golly, now the gas is going back up.
Yeah, well, we hit Iran again, remember?
Yeah, well, that don't matter. It shouldn't matter.
It goes up whenever we hit them.
It shouldn't matter because we have our reserve. Or hopefully we still have our reserve.
Well, it went up the first place because we hit Iran.
Now the whole thing's ridiculous.
Stop the flow of oil to China to hurt their economy, and also for Russia too.
Right.
Because they didn't help us, but I can't blame them. They're just sitting there watching us. And what's funny is a lot of the Arab countries, like the AEE and Kuwait, and a lot of these countries are like. They're telling Trump, go in and finish the job. They're scared of Iran, and they want us to just blow them off the map.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's what you would have done in the first place.
Right.
Sign an agreement now.
Wait, what?
Be signing an agreement pretty soon.
Yeah, alrighty. Oh yeah, as you're going down there. Yeah, look off to your left too, and you'll notice the that house is finally demolished.
Was that old house?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll look for it. I don't remember exactly where it was at, though, but I'll look for it.
Alrighty.
I know which one you're talking about. It's been sitting there empty for years. On the way there, I'll buck it on the way back.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Nothing about the flying field.
What? What was that?
That house south of Flintstone Racing or north?
I'm trying to remember. Been a while.
No, that one church that was on your left there, on the west side of the road, or the east side of the road, I think it might be before QuickTime, it's where the, they used to sell the mobile homes there, over on, like, Osborne Road, it's like right around there.
Okay, then I can pass it then, because I'm where the schools, where am I at here? Yeah, right, Osborne Diggins, not completely down, but it's almost done, yeah, I see it now.
CMN Network. you know, I started the garage in March. I scraped it and caulked it, and then I painted it here and there, and I still don't have the one side done yet. It's just, man, it's just getting me mad because I sort of do the whole thing. I'll be lucky if I get two sides done this year. It's raining now.
Right, yeah. I'm hoping you'll get a lot, majority of it done or all of it done. It just kind of take time. I mean, you got several months yet to go, so.
Yeah, the way it's been going, rain.
Well, we'll see next month. Maybe it won't rain next month.
Yeah, right, South End, right. Gasoline has gone up. It's unleaded. It's a 384 at the Court of Michigan and a Kern.
Yeah, and just the other day was in the 310s.
Yeah, but we hit Iran again, so I think that's what happened.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Hopefully it quit raining too, because I got a section of my fence I got to put back up.
Yeah, but you know, as you know, doing a garage, you got to scrape and then you might as well put a primer on it, and then you got to paint it, and it takes so long to do everything.
Oh yeah, that it does.
Here I am going to speed limit here on 31, and I'm getting passed like crazy.
Go figure.
Passed by at least 10 vehicles, and I got a few more coming this way.
Yeah, alrighty.
Doesn't rain much today. I'll paint tomorrow, but if it rains a lot, I'm going to have to wait till, like, I think it's like Thursday or Friday when it's not going to rain, something like that. And I want to get it done.
Well, I don't blame you.
You know, it just makes me mad that it rains all the time. I'm really tired of it. And I'd be lucky if I get two sides done this year.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get more than that done.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping to get the whole thing done. But the way it's been going, I can't. It's been taking me, what, 3 or 4 months to do one side? Like I said, I started in March. We're halfway through June now. He wants to get, you know, one side done. This is ridiculous. But it's getting faster, the rain is.
Oh, yeah. Look at Dobbler. We've got quite a bit of rain.
Means I won't be able to paint tomorrow, then.
Well, we'll see if it lasts all day, because they're saying it's not supposed to, but, well, we'll see.
Yeah, I'll probably have to go out and feel the garage and see if it feels wet or not.
Right. Or you can just take a heat gun and dry it that way.
How long would that take?
I don't know, depending how wet it is.
Well, that wouldn't be logical. It's spraying so hard that I got my windshield wipers going constantly.
Alrighty.
Getting out in the rain. I'm going to get wet going from the house to the car and then the car to the garage.
Thought you had an umbrella in the car.
I meant to. I forgot about it. I just hanging up my church clothes to dry out and I can wear them tonight then. Well, I got light brown pants, so I'm going to wear dark brown pants tonight.
I take it you're about home?
Here, by the place where my sister was going to move to more toward South Morris.
Alrighty.
By that school, I always forget the name of schools. I didn't go to any of these schools, so I don't remember the name of these schools here. With an acronym, I'd be able to tell you what school it was.
I know, it's alright.
Really? Sorry for people who have a lot more businesses, and how are they supposed to cut grass whenever it rains all the time?
Because they, they're on a schedule, so even if it's wet, they'll mow it.
God, you weren't supposed to mow when it's wet.
Yeah, well, when you have a business and you're saying, you know, say like if you were a customer, okay, you're gonna be, you know, every Thursday. But, you know, if it is raining, then they'll postpone it to the next day. But, you know, if it had just rained or whatever, they'll still mow it anyways because, you know, there's somebody else, you know, they have so many people that day, they got to mow.
Well, that's true. Are you home or are you somewhere else?
I'm home.
It just let up a little bit here now. It's not working too hard now.
Hey, I'm watching it out the back window.
Okay, cool. I'm almost home, so I better let you go. And I'll talk to you later. N9YOU, KB9, KBX.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one, KB9, KBX, 9YOU.
This is the CNN Network, MI3.
W7WMB, green light, listening.